It is good to see you all here today. In those days, we just heard in our gospel reading, Caesar Augustus sent out a decree that all the world should be taxed. That is some power. The emperor made a decision that will impact the whole world. That's a lot of people. Now, because the emperor had a lot of soldiers and a lot of armies, he had all kinds of ways of making the people do what he wanted them to do. He could force them to do whatever he said because he had soldiers to push him around. So the people would do what they were told because they were afraid of what would happen if they didn't. Sounds a bit like being a bully, doesn't it? Don't you think? And the people were sort of used to being pushed around by the folks in charge, who really were in those days like big bullies. But they never lost hope. The people never lost hope. They would pray that every big bad ruler they got would be replaced one day by a more powerful ruler, one sent by God. And the people knew that one day God would put someone really good in charge. Eventually. But I bet that when the people imagined the ruler that God would put in charge, I bet they imagined a good version of the emperor, right? Likely still with soldiers and armies, but someone good who would be kind to the people. But God had very different plans about who the new ruler of the world would be. On the night the wee baby Jesus was born, God's messenger, the angel, took the big news about the new ruler of the world to a group of people that no one really took any notice of. Shepherds. Now, shepherds weren't very important people. They weren't even the friends of important people. They were just people who spent all day outside taking care of their flocks. The shepherds, they didn't make big decisions about taxes or laws. But the shepherds did know a lot about their flocks. They knew how to keep their beloved flock together. They knew how to protect them from danger or from getting lost, from wandering off. And they knew a lot about the land and the weather and the seasons and the stars. The shepherds were really good at paying attention, even at night. When everyone else is fast asleep, the shepherds are wide awake. And they cared for the animals they looked after, and they fed them, and they made sure they had everything they needed. Sounds a little bit like love, doesn't it? I think they loved their flocks. So I think the shepherds were a brilliant choice to be the first ones to hear this news, because the shepherds were attentive and responsive to everything going on around them, because they lived to take care of their flock. Now, God's angel came and told these shepherds that a very important baby had just been born, a savior, the Messiah. This baby is the new powerful leader that the people had been waiting for. This baby. How can a tiny baby lying in a manger ever have more power than the emperor? You know what the answer is? Love. Give me some love. Can you show me some love? Let's get some hearts forming. Show me some love. That's it. It's love. Because love is of God. And love is the most powerful force in the universe. It is way more powerful than any emperor, even one with a massive army. Love is so powerful, it created the whole universe. And the baby born in Bethlehem will grow up to teach us that it's love and only love that can truly change the world. Love is the only thing that can make this world the way it was intended to be. Love is the only way to drive out hate and the only way to end fighting and the only way to end wars. Simple, but not easy. But the good news is that love makes us brave, right? And love makes us creative. And love gives us the power to stand up even to bullies. Love can even turn a bully into a buddy. And the baby Jesus will grow up to teach us how the mighty power of God's love can transform us and transform the whole world and make it good. And we each have this power, each one of us. Doesn't matter if we're big, massive, or teeny tiny. God's power flows through us all. The youngest and the smallest of human beings has the same mighty power to change the whole world as the emperor. Because the whole world can be completely transformed and healed if we learn how to live to love one another. If we learn how to live to care for one another. If we learn how to live to keep each other safe and fed. And this tiny baby born in Bethlehem will grow up to teach us everything we need to know about the mighty power of love and how we can all change the world from the inside out. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.